2 seconds left from midcourt. The long shot. Oh, off the back of the iron. The Marion Center Stingers have defeated the Bishop McCourt Crushers. The half-court shot rims out. Marion Center is on the way to Mount Aloysius College for the District 6 championship game.
And with that, the number one ranked team in the state goes down. With 3:44 left in the first quarter, Bishop McCourt took a 15-2 lead over Marion Center, but a minute later, Lydia Miller swiped the ball away and drove it the length of the floor for a layup. From that point on, she drove the Stingers right back into the game, and her two free throws with 31.2 seconds left gave Marion Center the lead for good in a 58-57 District 6 AA semifinal win. Miller scored 27 points, and just as a steal started the comeback, her steal after hitting the game-winning free throw sealed it up in the dramatic final seconds. She hit 5 3-pointers in the game and was also perfect from the foul line, and she had plenty of help offensively and defensively, including her teammate Molly Shadle, who came off the bench to score 18 points. The Stingers' effort offset a tremendous night for McCourt's Cammie Bepler, who hit 7 threes and scored 30 points, and Gianna Gelucci, who scored 18 and whose half-court shot rimmed out to give Marion Center the win. In the other semifinal, the Stingers' Heritage Conference rival Portage was a 56-45 winner over Bellwood Annis. Jenna Burkett and Brooke Bednarski each scored 16 for the Mustangs. Marion Center knocked Portage out of the District 6 title race last season with the 53-46 playoff win. They'll play for the championship at Mount Aloysius on Thursday night. For your hometown radio station, I'm Todd Marino.